Well, this wasn't exactly what I had planned when I thought about waking up. Though a pretty face beside me is always a pleasure. Huh. And if it isn't the fire of Waterdeep himself, too. Famed sorcerer of Faerûn. It's an honor. Oh, so you know who I am, do you? Is that why you took the time to capture me? Ugh, and give me this splitting headache. I don't typically drop my guard. I'm surprised you were able to break in. Oh? Quite easy. Do elaborate, then. I'm all ears about how you magicked it up. You seem quite proud of yourself. Well, it's not every day that somebody can get their hands on the Pale Death herself. But please, you can call me Saelith. Rogue, thief, and assassin extraordinaire. So what's the plan here, little hero? You gonna kill me? 'Cause I don't really think that's your style. I didn't think so. So you won't kill me. And I'm sure you're not dumb enough to simply just hand me over to the authorities, because you and I both know that that won't last more than a day. So how do you plan to play this out? I admire your honesty, but you don't quite know. Oh, and is that little book of spells gonna help you? You're right. I am quite confident. Especially tied to a chair like this. Because, do you know what a lot of adventurers fail to ever realize? Pride always starts before a fall. And confidence is just another word for pride. You seem very confident in your position. Very sure of yourself. But see, ropes, and more accurately, chains like the one that you have around my wrists. All it takes is the right touch. Surprise. What, you really didn't think I'd give up that easily, now would you? Come now. Your restraints were an honest effort, but in truth, pitiful. Honestly, I think they'd be much more suiting to your form. You'd look much better tied to that chair. Oh, but you put a spell on them. Yeah, of course you did. Arcane luck, am I right? Good thing my picks dispel magic. Simple, isn't it? Now, you're going to sit and be a good boy for me. Very good. Now that I have you right where I want, hands behind your back, and keep them steady like that. You wouldn't want me to twitch and maybe cut you. Now, would you? I thought not. Good boy. And see, we can't really have you making other more bigger problems. So let's just keep that mouth of yours filled too while we're at it.
Better.
Much better. You see, you're not the first spellcaster that I've gotten my hands on. And I'm sure you won't be the last. You put up a good fight. And thankfully, you're not who I was after. Job's done. Payment secured. If anything, now comes the more tedious part of my operation. Waiting. Waiting for my client to hear back from me, set up a meeting, and for him to pay me. So, why don't we keep ourselves busy?
Please.
You're giving me a look like you don't want this gag in your mouth. But let me make one thing clear. I know how you work, how you operate. There are three key components to casting any form of magic. A material component. Sometimes something in your hand is needed. Some kind of object that you use up, burn out, or simply utilize. A somatic component. You need your hands free. You need to move. And that's what the cuffs are for. And finally, a verbal component. Speaking. Casting the incantation. So, in order to make sure that there are no problems, I removed your ability to handle all three. To keep you at my mercy. And to make sure there's no problems when we play. Oh, you're going to be so much fun. Thanks to my little helper friend, a nice and concealed mage hand. Let's go ahead and get you stripped down, shall we? I think my prey and my marks look so much better naked. After all, it's all natural, right? Oh. Well, well, well. Who knew that such a well-renowned hero was also so well endowed? Oh, I just knew you were gonna be so much fun. Shut up. Now, why would you go and do something so stupid, like trying to talk through a gag? You and I both know that's not gonna work. So how about you just sit there? Be that pretty little eye candy that I wanted. And shut the fuck up. Okay? See, I'm noticing that you're not taking the hint. So what if I instead just... There we are. That was easy, wasn't it? Besides, I want you to save all that energy. You're going to be using it. Though it's good to know that you're a lot more pliable once my blade is to your throat. That's right. Such a good boy. Now be still while I wrap my other hand nice and thoroughly around this. Oh, what's the matter? I figured somebody like you would like it when a nice, confident professional grips you by the balls. You struck me as somebody who likes to submit. All that power you wield, all that prestige, all that responsibility and stress. Isn't it so much nicer to just let it all fade away, huh? Oh, you make such cute groans when I play and tug on them, hmm? You like that? No. No, don't lie to me. Cute little nerd like you needs to be put in his place after all. Mm. Oh, see? And I can be nice too. So twisting and squeezing, I can stroke and tease and tickle. That's right. Just go ahead and lean your head back. Close those pretty eyes and just focus on the feeling. Doesn't it feel good? Yeah. What an obedient boy you are. But you know what? While I have you right there, I'm just going to slide down ever so further down to my knees. And spread your legs. Don't move. Don't fight it. Remember, I still have my knife. I'd hate to break a pretty boy like you. You're going to lean back and welcome my taste, my pleasure. That's better, isn't it? Isn't it so much easier when you're just overwhelmed with pleasure? You know what? With all this, instead, I've got a better idea. You know, you're not the only one with access to spells. Submit. Oh, I quite love charm. It's so much nicer having them so much more pliable. Now let's go ahead and get that gag out. I'd much rather hear your sweet words, even if they're under the effects of my charm spell. It's the sweet, sweet taste of you that I was hoping for. But we still have so much time. And all this tasting has gotten me so fucking wet. Now that I have you here, for just a little bit longer, I'm just gonna take my clothes off here and now. You know, most people are usually turned away by my form and figure. The sight of a tiefling alone is already typically so taboo. But an albino one, too. Pale skin, white as snow. Most usually find it off-putting. But you... Well, you seem to quite like it, don't you? Yes, that's right. The way your cock twitches in your lap. Tells me all I need to know. So now I'll just cross a leg over top. And hover right above you. And look at that. The charm is wearing off. How cute. It's a good thing. I still have complete control over you. Don't. This will be your one and final warning. Speak the incantations of any spell that I hear. And my hand, wielding this cold steel, slices. And I'd hate to clean up a mess like that. So instead, be still. And just... Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, you feel good. Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right, just like that. Oh, each thrust further and further down. Oh, fuck, my pretty little captive. Oh, don't you like it? That's right, let it out. Feel free to moan. It's okay. I can tell the difference between a declaration of pleasure and... the first words of a spell. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. There you go, just like that. Oh, what a good boy. Oh, what a good toy. Oh, what a good fucking captive. Oh, you make for such a good distraction. Oh, what a shame that we'll only have this moment together. Oh, if things were different, I'd keep you for later. Oh, have you travel with me? Lock you in a collar and drag you behind me, but sadly I can't. Oh, if only. Fuck. Fuck, it's been so long, I'm already close. Oh, my warm-up from earlier, I can tell that you are throbbing. That's right. Go ahead and let it out, pretty boy. Go ahead. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to mask it. Just come for me. Fuck. fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was enjoyable. So, my sweet little spellcaster, I believe this is farewell. Thank you for such an enjoyable experience. Oh? What's that? I'd be eager to hear what you have to share now. What are you doing? How did you cast a spell? You didn't say anything and your hands are bound. You're a sorcerer. Fuck. Clever. Well, seems we're back where we started. And what are you gonna do with me now? Helpless and bound to the floor.